New day,
new you.
Wake your ass.
Only
strong,
positive Monday through Friday. Fucking gratitude. Be mindful. You're listening to May I Elaborate? Daily wisdom from me, J.B. Smooth.
Now, I know we live in a time of instantaneous excess. Whatever you want, your ass can get it. Hey, you don't even have to leave your house no more. Get what the fuck you want anytime you want it. Food, gifts, appliances, essentials, even a piece of ass. It's all just a tap or a swipe away. Now, years ago, when I was a young-ass single man, you know, many a fucking Friday and Saturday night, I was out of the clubs in search of fucking phone numbers. I mean, that shit was no joke. Getting a number wasn't easy back then because you're like 19 or 20 and you got a number, you got that person's home number. I'm talking about home, like the home they shared with their fucking parents. Now, needless to say, people didn't just give up their fucking phone number that easy. And there was no swiping, or at least not on the part of the motherfucker walking over to ask. No, that brave individual had no damn screen name to hide behind. Shit was brutal. Yeah. The way it worked was during the course of the night, you would scan the room and locate your target and then attempt to establish some fucking positive eye contact. The type of eye contact that seemed to give you the fucking go-ahead to approach. Oh, yeah. Ain't nothing better than that shit, Miles. That fucking that little smile.
Oh, yeah.
And then they turn their head away and look at you. They smile and then they turn their head away. Oh, shit.
It's on.
That's go, goddammit. That's the walk through the crosswalk right there. That's fucking walk.
Yeah.
And then that gave you the fucking go-ahead to approach. Now, remember now, clubs are dark. And a lot of time your ass got it wrong. They weren't making eye contact. They were rolling their fucking eyes.
Yeah, that happened to me most of the time.
Oh, you got to know the difference between rolling your eyes and the look away. Look away and the rolling your eyes.
A big difference.
When the neck goes with it, it's the look away. It's the little bashful ass look away. When the fucking neck stays straight and the fucking eyes move, that's rolling your fucking eyes.
Damn it. Now I know that. Now.
The more you know, goddammit. Now, unfortunately, for your ass, their damn disdain for you wouldn't reveal itself until you were like two steps away from them. Now, right before your ass got there, you would see it. This motherfucker has no use for my ass. But you're there. And like any good salesperson, you take that shit as a challenge. You are determined to turn or get the fuck out of my face into, here's my number. Don't call on weeknights after 9. My parents will trip on that shit. Woo-wee. Now, unfortunately, no matter what you say or do, your ass crashes and burns. And as she literally swipes her ass to the left and walks away, you lick your wounds and look for the next target. See that, Miles? That shit was tough back then.
It was brutal.
Oh, the success rate was low as shit, Miles. For every phone number, you probably took 20 shots. But that's okay, Miles, because that one number was earned. You met that person, talked to them, and they gave you their damn number. And despite the fact that you called them at 11 p.m. on a fucking Wednesday night and their father threatened you and said you never call here again, you still looked at that number with pride. And that shit didn't come easy. But guess what? Your ass fucking earned it.
Man, you brought back memories. Mostly terrible ones, but memories.
Back then, you had to know when to make a hard left. You know what I mean? You got to know how to read that motherfucker. You get about a few steps away, and it's obvious that she looks at you like the bug eye, the neck back. Like, I know that motherfucker ain't coming over here, and that's when you make a hard left.
Oh, yeah. Because not just her. Like, if she has some friends next to her, and now you realize she's got, like, 3 girlfriends, and they're all looking at you like, ugh. And you're, oh, man. Oh, it's sad. And then, if you're stupid enough to continue and then still try, and then you crash and burn.
That's your fault.
Yeah, but that walk away, you could feel them looking at the back of your neck.
You pretend you spotted something else, like you were looking at the person behind the ass. Oh, is it? Oh, yeah, over there.
That's my man. That's my dude.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go.
Woo-hoo. There you go. Woo whoop. Yeah. And you make that hard left. That way, they look stupid. They look like, oh, see, you thought that motherfucker's coming over here. And he made that hard ass left.
That's like now how people block each other on social media. That's a block.
And there's only hard lefts. There are no hard rights.
Yeah, that's why the app has the swipe left and swipe right.
You're goddamn right. Everything starts somewhere. people don't understand that. All our listeners need to understand where it came from, too.
Yeah. JB quite often will give you origins of things. Most of the time, they're not, you know, but definitely things have origins. They definitely do. They have to come from something.
Miles, everything has an origin, Miles.
Well, origins are about beginnings, and I say it's time we begin the show.
Let's do it, Miles. Let's do it.
Hi, Miles, and thanks for joining us for a new day of May I Elaborate Daily Wisdom from JB Smoove. Every day we discuss a quote from a daily calendar to see if JB can squeeze even more wisdom and inspiration out of it. Today's quote comes from the calendar, a network for grateful living, a year of gratitude, inspiration for living life as a gift.
Hey, Miles, let me hear the quote.
Well, as a matter of fact, it applies to what just happened. Ask and you shall receive is the rule, but you must learn how to ask and how to receive. And that's by Gary Zukav.
So fucking true, Miles.
Yeah.
This is so true. This is the kind of thing that we try to give our audience and our listeners, Miles. We try to give them concrete advice. And this is fucking perfect, Miles.
This is practical stuff here. This is day to day.
Yeah, day to day practical shit on how to live your fucking life and continue your fucking journey and your fucking movement.
I'm so excited. I feel like I almost know what you're going to give them already, and I can't wait for you to give it to them. So let's hurry up and take this break and get back.
Let's come back.
Welcome back to May I Elaborate, Daily Wisdom from JB Smoove. The quote we're looking at today is, ask and you shall receive is the rule, but you must learn how to ask and how to receive.
Miles, this quote to all our listeners out there, it feels too easy, Miles. I mean, this is something most people are raised knowing. But if there's one thing I know, just because we know something doesn't mean we really know it. Now, for instance, Miles, we've seen enough videos where someone drops some rusty nuts and bolts into a glass of cola one night and only find the next morning those damn metal nuts and bolts have dissolved away. And yet, if you're at a hot-ass cookout in the summer and you reach into a damn cooler for a beverage and a cola makes its way into your hand, you won't think twice about drinking the fuck out of it.
Yeah, we know that there are things that are bad for us. There are certain things we know, but we ignore them.
Exactly, Miles.
Okay.
So back to this quote. Ask and you shall receive is the rule, but you must learn how to ask and how to receive it, Miles. Words that most of us grew up on. So if we grew up knowing this shit, how come we still don't know, Miles?
I don't know.
Is there a chart, Miles, with the evolution of knowing shit, Miles? And then all of a sudden you evolve back to the motherfucker who don't know. Like, Miles, you start as a caveman, you start walking, and you start walking upright, and then your ass stop walking like a goddamn caveman again.
That's a terrible progression. That's just ignoring evolution.
We don't know the shit that we already know, Miles. First of all, most people don't know how to ask for things.
I agree with that.
So, see, a lot of people feeling tied up, Miles. They're the gimmies. Gimme, gimme, gimme. And most of us start off as gimmies. When we're kids, we see shit we want, and we're like, gimme, gimme, gimme. I want a hot dog. Gimme. Kids love hot dogs.
Gotta say that kid does not sound cute.
No, he's a bad little motherfucker.
I don't just mean his behavior. I don't mean to judge anyone's child, but that's not a cute sounding child.
And he's way bigger than his age.
I sense that.
Like, this motherfucker's like the size of a 10-year-old, but he's like 2 or 3.
Oh, man.
He's asking but taking at the same time. I want a hot dog.
Oh, my goodness.
And he reaches up and onto the grill with his big ass fucking hands.
Oh, man, where are his parents?
This little motherfucker is his parents. This little motherfucker reaches up there and takes a hot dog off the hot grill, and you hear his fingers sizzling like, I want a hot dog. Oh, and he eats that shit hot and fucking no bread. Just, I want a hot dog.
Okay, all right, we got it.
Just, I want a hot dog.
Okay, he needs a timeout.
This little motherfucker's bad. He's bad. Oh, anyway. That little motherfucker's a gimme. He's a gimme.
The little kid needs to be reprimanded. He seems pretty smart for his age. He's a baby speaking in full sentences, but needs some parenting.
You need parenting.
Okay. So the kid doesn't know how to ask for things. He's just gimme, gimme, gimme. But that's a kid. That's our early stages. You call people gimmies. I get that he's a gimme. Where do we go?
Then you start getting a little older, Miles. And your parents begin to correct your behavior. See, you say you want a hot dog. You say, no, not right now. You can't have a hot dog right now. Mommy said no. And you go sit down for a little while and relax. Or I'll send you to the corner. Or if a little kid's bad enough, you say, no hot dog right now. Go smoke a cigarette. See?
Okay, well, I didn't know the kid smoked.
Oh, that little motherfucker, Miles. That little motherfucker's bad news, man. He smokes. He's bad.
Let's leave that kid alone. Can we deal with a regular kid? Now, not baby Huey over there. And you're trying to get them out of the gimme phase. You want to teach them how to ask. So what does a mom do?
So when you're 7 miles, gimme doesn't work so well anymore.
Yeah, we heard about that.
Now, I mean, you try it, but your mom looks at you like, Now, how do we ask for something? You say, please. And then after that, she gives it to you. And she says, and now what do we say? And your ass says, thank you. See that, Miles? You were taught how to ask and receive. You ask humbly and you receive graciously, Miles. And everybody out there, you ask humbly and you receive graciously, Miles.
Okay. So there you go. We got through baby Huey and we got to it. Ask and you shall receive is the rule, but you must learn how to ask and how to receive. And in this case, a mother, a parent, an adult taught a young person to say please and thank you. There's a way of asking humbly and receiving graciously. I get it.
Yeah, Miles. And besides, Miles, and also for everybody out there, and for you too, Miles.
Yeah.
Besides the gimmies, there are the no thank yous, Miles. There are the no thank yous. Now, while these motherfuckers seem polite, deep down, they're liar deniers. You offer one of their hungry asses a piece of delicious coconut custard cream pie, and despite the fact that coconut custard cream pie is their favorite dessert in the world, they sheepishly reply, no thank you.
Mm.
You see that, Miles? For some reason, they either think they don't deserve it, or crazier than that, they think you're trying to set them up. Like if they said, yes, please, I'll have some of that cream pie, that person offering would say, psych, and then hit them in the goddamn face with that fucking pie, Miles.
Wow.
Now, after which, a full fucking fledged pie fight will happen just like that. The kind of used to have in the fucking movies on the Three Stooges.
Oh, man. Those are all great. I used to love those. It looked like a lot of fun.
Shit, I love a good-ass pie fight, Miles. I used to know a pie fight might break out, and I would bring a fucking fork. Fuck that pie up, Miles.
How would you know a pie fight was going to break out? Were you going to a pie company?
No. Miles, I tell everyone out there, you should always carry a fork in your back pocket, regardless of what the fuck you're going to get into that day.
Yeah.
Always carry a fork.
Okay. I don't know that I've ever heard of a real pie fight or have seen one. I've just seen them in movies.
No, Miles. Pie fights break out all the time, Miles.
All I can think of when I watch one of those in a movie is that somewhere there's a custodian just getting really angry. Like the cleaning crew is like, oh, God damn it. Don't want to stop selling pies.
Sometimes you notice a pie fight coming because they'll say, hey, man. We get some people together, come and get a slice of life. See, that's a key word, is slice.
Oh, it's okay. It's like a little club.
And you know to bring a pie and bring your fork in your back pocket because it's going to be a pie fight.
Okay.
See?
All right. So now you went to a place I didn't even think about, but I feel like I'm one of those people. The people who don't even know how to receive, and it's not because they're gimmies. It's because they don't feel they deserve things or they feel uncomfortable accepting kindness. Mm. Sometimes it is hard for people to accept favors, good things, compliments, whatever it is. So here's the quote one more time. I think you gave us everything. Ask and you shall receive is the rule, but you must learn how to ask and how to receive. How do you end it?
Huh. I'm going to end this by reading this quote one more time.
Okay.
Ask and you shall receive is the rule, but you must learn how to ask and how to receive. See, golden-ass words. Golden words that everyone out there in Elaboration Nation should understand and should practice. This one is easy, but it's hard for some people, Miles.
Yeah, definitely.
See, it's hard for some people to get the easiest shit in the world. That's compassion, love, compassion, all the respect, Miles.
Yeah.
You know, you were taught a lot of things when you were young. If you want something, ask for it. Hell, if you don't ask for something, how the fuck is anyone supposed to know you want the shit? But when you ask, you make sure you fix your mouth the right way. You ask with your demeanor, your fucking lips the right way. Oh, my God, man. And ask humbly, respectfully. And if you receive, receive graciously. And appreciatively, And if you receive a damn coconut custard pie in the face, take it gracefully, then grab the nearest pie you can find and fire back furiously.
Okay.
Now, you just ordered dessert. You got the fucking dessert in your face.
Well, you ordered it and that's the way they delivered it?
And that's where the term, Miles, your just desserts came from.
I see.
You learn something every day.
I do. I don't think I learned anything at that particular moment, but this would be the part of the movie where there'd be a pie fight.
I want some pie.
Well, I say, cue the pie fight. Thanks for joining us another episode of May I Elaborate, Daily Wisdom from JB's Move. I want to give a special thanks to Workman Publishing for letting us borrow from the calendar and network for grateful living. The year of gratitude, inspiration for living life is a gift. As always, we hope you had a good time, maybe even inspired along the way. Before you go, please leave us a comment, and while you're at it, a great review on Apple Podcasts. And thanks for leaving so many of your favorite quotes. Please continue to do so, because we promise from time to time to pick a few and feature them on the show.
Pie.
Once again, I'm Miles, and he's...
I want some pie.
Baby Huey.
Pie. Hey, they're throwing pies. Can I have some pie? Can I have some?
This has been a Team Coco production.